everybody. It's Dirty Thursday, brought to you by River City Speedway with the Bullring Boys, Chad Hoff and myself. On the show today, and I'm going to say it again, late model legend Tom Corcoran on the show today. Also, Bob Dusso with Dusso Photography. This is going to be an awesome time. I can't wait. And, of course, Chad Hoff, the other half of the Bullring Boys, is here. And your show, by the way, is brought to you by Northwest Tire in Grand Forks. And they're looking for some help, all right? They want to hire a tire technician. Now, if you're not afraid to show up for work on time, and then when you show up on time, actually work, it might be the perfect job for you. No prior work experience is necessary. Northwest Tire, they'll even train the right people. Get great benefits, PTO, health insurance, 401k, and more. Pay will depend on experience, but stop into Northwest Tire on Gateway Drive if you want to find out more. What a great place to work. Great people. Or you can call Chad at 701-780-8473 or apply online at nwtire.com. Phone number, if you want to call or text in on the show with Tommy or Bobby or Chad or myself, 701-213-0863. Again, 701-213-0863. And before we get rolling, let's do Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Don't believe everything you read in public toilets, all right? Don't believe it. Sharon is not up for a good time. What an awkward phone call that was.
That's like digging to the bottom of the barrel, I think.
I actually ran a couple by Paul, the producer, this morning, and he thought that one was a little better. So
that one was the best one?
I went with it.
That was your top three.
Okay. It was pretty good, though.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's okay. You see that all the time in every stall you go to.
Oh, I know. For a good time.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. You call it some the teenager's parent.
Yeah. Well, at least, you know, we do some advertising, you know, in the bathroom walls, that off the wall or whatever.
Yeah.
I can remember last year, we switched it up, but... you know, it's kind of a weird feeling when you're standing at a urinal taking a leak, and I'm looking at me, staring at me, taking a leak.
And
it was kind of weird.
Is it the one where you're pointing at you? Like, we want you.
With a smirk.
Like. Yeah, yeah. Aim, buddy. Make sure you aim. Yeah.
Yeah, if I would have aimed that high enough, maybe. Oh, how we get sidetracked.
Yeah, that's crazy. But what are we doing here?
Well, I want to go over a couple of things.
Let's
first.
Do it. I'm excited.
River City Speedway just posted on social media. Hopefully, we're going to be running tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's all going to depend on the weather for the rest of the day. Of course, rain is in the forecast for most of the day today.
Can you believe this? There's only one track in North Dakota that's ran a race.
Really?
Mandan.
Wow.
It's the only track in North Dakota that's ran a race so far this year.
I did not know that.
And when they did... it was 63 degrees outside. And now we're going to race tomorrow, hopefully, weather pending, obviously. Hopefully, race tomorrow, it's going to be 43 degrees outside.
Yeah. For a high.
For a high. Yeah, with some winds. I'm going to be wearing my parka.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Well, you'll need it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be wearing shorts.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
River City Speedway, hopefully, we're going to run tomorrow. Devil's Lake, I talked to her this morning. Not looking good. They haven't made the call yet. I also talked to Jason at Buffalo River. You know, they did a bunch of work at the end of the season last year, so he's not sure either. He was going to go check it out and do a little bit more today. He was actually didn't know if he should stay home because he's got a couple of hours work left to do on his car to get rolling or keep working on the track. He said in the last 2 days they probably put 20 hours in out there trying to get this thing in shape. But, you know, because, well, the Lightning Sprints are scheduled to race here tomorrow night at River City Speedway. So I know he wants to get rolling on that, too. Timmy Schwann's morning, boys. A bunch of people watching.
That's good.
Good morning, the Bullring Boys. John Beauregard. Kaylee, Bobby is the best. We're so lucky to have him photograph our karting events, including our Crookston races. He's captured some awesome photos of my girls.
He's okay.
Thank you, Mr. Dusso. You know, that's one thing about you, Bob. The work you do can last forever. The work I do, it's you heard it, and then I say, I didn't say that.
Sometimes people want to forget it.
Are you sure? I didn't say that. Yeah. But got to feel good when you get, you know, comments and texts like that.
Oh, yeah. That always is good. It's always awesome to hear stuff like that.
I am going to go to my direct left.
Why is that?
Because I want to talk to him.
Of course you do.
You know, we were doing a show a few weeks back, and somebody had texted in wondering about Tom Corcoran, if he's going to go or not. And so what did he do? He sent us a picture, and I should have pulled it up, but sent us a picture
of an empty garage.
An empty garage with a rocking chair.
Yes.
With a rocking chair.
Yeah, it wasn't on stage. He actually just got off the rocking chair to take a picture.
Yeah, and the thing is... kind of the way he rolls, though. You know, he won't tell us.
I love it. Chair's still there.
Absolutely.
The word is out. Well, officially for me now, you're going to be back.
Yeah, we're going to come back for the season. I definitely can't say any further than this season.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't really know how much racing I'm going to do this year. I'm certainly not going to be a full-time guy.
Right.
I'm thinking 15 to 18 shows.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be enough.
Well, you're still by yourself. I mean, you do everything by yourself.
Yep.
So 15, 18 shows is pretty solid.
Yeah.
Especially for racing as long as you have been.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier.
No.
So.
I mean, plus, you were saying last year we were talking, you got family you want to go see. They're out doing stuff and grandkids, and, you know, life sure doesn't slow down. So
No. In fact, I picked up speed as I get older, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But you know what? Yeah. That's not a bad thing.
No. I mean, if you don't stay busy, you die. Right. You die.
Yeah. Right. I agree with you.
That's what people say all the time. Yeah. Guys don't retire because they're afraid they're going to die.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you just keep yourself busy all the time.
Yeah. And then, you know, the guys that work longer than they should, and I hate to say this, but it seems like everyone I know, it's like, why haven't you retired yet? Because I love working.
Yeah.
Well, then they do retire and they die.
Yeah.
Just like you said.
Yeah. That's why he's busy. That's why he's always doing something. That rocking chair was just staged. I'm just kidding. I don't know. But no, that's awesome.
No, it definitely wasn't.
Yeah. So.
Same car, new car?
No, this is a new car. New to me, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a quick story. I had put the other car up for sale. I had completely gotten it ready to go. It was gone through, new tin, new everything. I had it up for sale. God, I think I had it up for sale for a month and a half or so, 2 months, and it was getting late, and I thought, I'm going to take the ad back down because I'm just not going to get myself backed into a corner. And 2 weeks after I took the ad down, I got a call from a couple of brothers over at Bagley, and they wanted to stop and look at it, and I said, well, all right. And they came in on a Thursday morning about 8:30, and by 9 o'clock it was sold. So
okay.
So then I thought to myself, what do I do now? You know, at I'm not very good with money in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
That's obvious now.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit of searching, and it was kind of a last-minute deal. The car has actually only been in the shop for about a month.
Yeah.
So I ended up running down to Fairbury, Illinois.
Holy cow.
This is a this was Bobby Pierce's car in 2019.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he ran this car for part of the season and stuffed it in a wall, and it had to be clipped. So it went to Rocket Chassis, was clipped over there, and then it sat the entire 20 season. And then a fellow by the name of Jeff Curl, whose brother Matt actually owns the track at Fairbury,
okay,
went and bought it from Pierce's, and he raced it last season, I think he said 16, 18 nights.
Yeah.
So, and then he decided he was going to retire.
Now, do you say it's a Rocket?
Yeah, it's a Rocket XR1.
Now, what have you normally ran?
You know, I had 5 great years in the MB Customs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say enough good about Jimmy and AJ and Chris over there. Took good care of me. No complaints there. Really kind of revitalized my career.
Sure it did. Yeah.
So, but I just, I actually was about a day late in finding another MB. And then I thought, well, we can try something else too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You know, I can remember the conversation with you last year because we've been doing this for a few years now. And I said, are you going to come back next year? Well, it all depends on it. If I can sell everything in one shot, I'm probably done. So you get rid of everything. Pretty soon you got the empty garage with just a rocking chair. And next thing you know, there's a new car in there. And that's what I like about you. You kind of keep us on our toes, too.
Well, when I sold it, the fellas that bought actually asked me what I wanted turnkey for it, and I couldn't bring myself to sell that motor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I lifted the motor out of the car, and the car left with everything but. So,
okay.
Wow.
So you're basically starting over again.
Yeah, I did, and like I say, I had to go down. I had to find something that I got a bunch of extra parts with, especially making a chassis change.
Sure.
And fortunately, I did with this.
Awesome. We're glad you're back. So, how many, well, we'll start with decades. How many decades, how many years have you been doing this?
Well, this will be season number 53.
Yeah. Season number 53. And again, it's like beating a dead horse here, Tom, but When you look at you, you would never think this guy's been racing for 53 years. Would you start when you were four? I mean, well, and a lot of people think that.
I was around the track at four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, at that point in time, my dad had just retired from racing. And, of course, my Uncle Jim was running the racetrack. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here again, I started out by working at the racetrack.
Yeah.
So, and then one week they had the Trans-Canada Hell Drivers were in for a special show. And they wrecked a bunch of cars, and they had one that wouldn't run. And I collected that car and a motor out of another one and went and built a street stock.
And the rest is history.
Well, yeah.
How many race cars do you think you've had in your 53 years of racing? Have you ever counted, figured it out?
Yeah, I could actually sit down and figure it out, but it's not as many as people would think. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a lot of cars that I ran for multiple years.
Sure.
So, you know.
You know, if you could afford to buy a brand new car every year, it'd be a different deal, but that's not the way it works.
No, unfortunately for a lot of us, it just doesn't.
Right. Yeah, you do a lot of updates every year. I mean, you had the 50th anniversary car, and then you went through and redid it. We had the, I think it was white, blue, and black one, and a little red in it.
Yep.
I mean, so you change it up, but it's the same car. Right?
A lot of times,
A lot of times it's the same car. You just get a little facelift on it.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's still in itself expensive to do.
Oh, yeah, no question about that.
Yeah.
You know, these days when you retin a car, a deck and body, you're close to $2,000, and you add a wrap to it for another $1,000.
And that's not including inflation.
Well... Yeah, actually, at this point, that is.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, when you put a new body or decking on your car, do you have the bead rollers, brakes, and all that stuff, or who helps you with that?
You know, that's one of my sponsors, Bruce Hart at Hart Fabrication and Repair. So Bruce has built the bodies and the tin work for me for a lot of years now.
Wow. Always fun going over there. I'm hoping we can get those old guys to get back again, because it seemed like I was always busy, and I only got to hang around for a couple of minutes, but... Man, was it fun meeting and getting to talk to people that I remember watching race when I was just a youngin.
Yeah.
And I'm old.
It's fun to see a lot of those guys again. You know, I'm kind of on a different deal because a lot of those guys have been out of it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still going.
Sure. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun to listen to their perspective and look at it from my point of view and what's going on today.
Mm-hmm. How... have things changed in 53 years? I mean, technology, we all know about that, but things have come a way long way in 53 years.
Technology and money.
Yeah, technology and money.
It's just insane.
It's both increased.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I told the story, I think the last time I was here, when I built that street stock car, I had to borrow $200 from my mother to finish it, and I thought I was going to die and go broke.
Right.
Well...
That might get you a tire now.
Yeah.
Nah, not even. Yeah,
but it's, you know, it's almost unconscionable the amount of money we spend at this right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
And to win what, you know?
Yeah.
Put it this way, you're not going to get rich.
No.
No.
Racing dirt tracks in the upper Midwest.
Not.
Have you had problems? I mean, we've talked to a lot of people, parts. Trying to get parts, tires, motors, motor components, motor parts. Then you throw in gas prices this year. Going to be a trying year for a lot of race car drivers.
I think it's going to really be tough, especially on these guys that like to travel.
Yeah.
I just don't see how it's going to work this year. Purses are the only thing that don't ever seem to really go up.
Right.
And, you know, whether... you're a promoter or a driver, you know, you take a little different perspective on it. But, you know, when everything else goes up, sooner or later, the purse has to follow.
Yeah. You'd think it'd follow suit over a little bit of time here.
You would think so.
Yeah. I think, you know, does that, obviously you were saying you're only going around 15 to 18 races this year. Does that factor into that decision?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You said, for example, gasoline. I mean, I made that bonsai run to Fairbury and back, and we pulled into Fairbury, and we had to fuel up, and it was $4.29 at the pump when we got there, and as soon as I hung that pump up and went and paid, it went to $4.59.
Jeez.
Oh, no way.
So, I mean, it's just crazy right now.
And you know, the bottom line is, Tom, a guy has to eat, too.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you can't spend everything you got on your race car.
No, no. And, you know, of course, being a senior citizen, I'm on a fixed income.
Yeah. AARP's not helping a little very much.
Yeah, like that little wink. You watch. 10 years from now, he's going to be right back in this chair again.
Yeah.
He's going, well, I'm on year 63 now.
I think at the point to where everything gets so high, you're doing it for a couple different reasons. Obviously, family, because they love watching you race, I'm assuming. The sponsors still are huge supporters in what you do and love seeing you out there. And the fans. I mean, people are already commenting in how everybody's love seeing them back. Robin, she's watching next door. She should be working. But, you know, she said he's glad you're racing. You got John's glad you're racing. I mean, it's pretty cool to see, you know, unfortunately, I didn't grow up over here, so I didn't get to watch the younger years of everything you've done. But pretty cool to see people just like, oh, man, so glad that T1's back. Yeah. It's crazy how much everybody's on the teeter fence. You know, I gave you crap for when I walked in here being Tom Brady, retiring and unretiring, you know. And everybody's like, oh, God, I hope he comes back. You know, it's the same kind of aspect for us because people live this stuff. It's going to be cold tomorrow, guaranteed. If we race tomorrow, it's going to be cold. But we're still going to have grandstands with people in them.
Yep.
I can almost guarantee that.
Yep. Well, maybe if he retires or maybe he'll come back as like a sprint car driver or something.
Highly unlikely.
I've done that already. So
yeah. Highly unlikely. Let's see here. Robin says she's multitasking, Chad, by the way.
I bet. Craig, we got wall.
A lot of Canadian fans watching. I'm so looking forward. That's one thing I'm going to say. It might be cold tomorrow, but I'm hoping the Canadians can still make it down if we do run. We miss those guys. John Beauregard, always great watching Tom rip the track. So glad to see him return back for a 53rd year. That's so impressive. Hats off. Is there any other driver in any other class that has raced at River Cities as long as Tom has? I don't think I could think of anybody. I mean, you probably have, you've got to have at least 10 years on the next closest guy, I would think. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, if you go consecutive-wise, he's the Hall of Famer for a reason. He's still doing it to this day. I mean, so you got plenty of that. I mean, let's see, 12 years, Tom can collect a Social Security check from the years of racing.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I don't think that's going to pad anything very much.
nice comment, Seth. That's hilarious. Oh, man.
That was a good one. Tim says sound keeps dropping on Facebook. I have no idea.
Blame Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out on YouTube.
High fives are for free.
High fives are for free.
There you go.
That is a good one. I know you talked a little bit about probably easing up on the schedule this year. Are there any out-of-town races that are kind of catching your eye?
Well, I guess, I intend on making a trip or two up to Greenbush this year. Greenbush has always had a good place in my heart.
Sure.
They were the first racetrack that booked an NLRA event.
Yeah.
So I'd like to that, and probably a trip to Devil's Lake, and a trip to Lisbon, I suppose. And, other than that, I'm not really sure. So,
okay. By the way, we did get another text from Kevin. Says, my sound is good on Facebook, so we'll have to see. Schwani, get the stuff out of your ears.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Bob Dusso, we are going to get to you right after I take a short little break here. I want to talk about
Bob's here?
No, LG.
Oh, he's here. Sorry.
Remember that interview you were talking about?
Yeah.
It'll just be one of you.
Hey, it's coming.
That's okay. I hate being interviewed.
You know, when I get my oil changed, I go to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And the reason being is because when I drive up, I usually don't even have to get out of my truck. They open up the door. I drive in. They change my oil. They also top off my fluids. They check my tires, my battery, my lights, my wipers, my cabin air filters. They also do tranny and coolant flushes. They do all kinds of things there. It's not just oil changes, all right? You get discounts for fleets and the military. They get text and email invoices and coupons. And when you do go in there for that oil change, and I'm so overdue, mention Grand Forks Best Source. They'll give you $10 off that oil change. You're saving some good money. They're open Monday through Saturday. No appointment needed. Pickup and delivery is available if you live in Grand Forks. They'll even come and get your car. Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and more. They're at 3325 South 38th Street. You can call 701-780-8462 and make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. I think we should talk to Bob.
I'm looking at, is this... was this what this would have been? What, last week?
Yeah, no.
This week's.
Yep, that's this week.
So I'm looking at the Nosa magazine just because he does put a lot of effort and work into these things. It's amazing how these come together. And he's got the 2021, you know, it's a cover there, Brendan Mullen. A lot of good sponsors in here. What's really cool is the River City Speedway whole thing, the schedule's on there. He's got it crossed off of what nights we've missed. Bob, how much does the weather affect you into these magazines?
Well, so what I do is if we don't race this tomorrow,
right,
then this will go to next week.
Okay.
Because because nothing happened.
Right. So if it's mid-season.
Well, same thing happens mid-season.
Okay.
If we miss a Friday, I got to take it to the printer on Tuesday to get it printed for Friday. And then if we get rained out that Friday, then I use it for the next Friday because nothing happened. Nothing changed. So it's still fresh news.
And you just spend a bunch of money having stuff printed.
The printing costs, expensive.
Well, they're legit magazines. They're good stuff.
And, you know, this started last year.
Yep.
And I think it took off really well. Do you know, in the crowd, there are people that are collecting these?
Oh, yeah, because I'd have people come up and say, hey, I missed last week, and could you, do you have a, and they'd come back. And
John just like an elementary kid right there.
Yeah. In fact, I might still be missing an issue. I'll have to let you know.
Yeah. But that's pretty cool to see that something you envisioned just kind of take off like it did, right? I mean, to know that this is something that people are looking forward to at the racetrack now.
Yeah, there's some people right at 5 o'clock and the gates open, or there's standing right there with their $5 bill waiting for me.
Right.
So it's nice. I mean, I got to give a lot of credit to Steven. I hate to say that, but I have to.
He's sleeping anyway. He's not watching.
Right. Yeah. And Amanda, I mean, those two put a lot into it. Steven's wealth of knowledge, you know, for what he puts into it.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe that with that guy that much hair to have that much knowledge.
Well, that must be where he stores it.
Yeah. That's why he's afraid to cut it.
He's protecting the old cranium up there with all that hair.
I literally have nothing. That's my bank.
Here, wait, let's look again. Yeah, you got nothing.
Yeah, it's just more shiny than anything.
But last year we talked about different parts of the sprint car and different things that I don't know if everybody will be understood and knew. And so this year, to change it up, you didn't want to run the same thing over and over again.
Right.
So now Steven's got pretty much like a almost 20-year history. So each week's going to have like a 2-year recap from the past of what happened.
And everything he has is well documented. I mean, it's legit. It's legit stuff. So
yeah, he's kept track of, he knows how many Dirty Thursday shows we've done, and I have no clue.
And he knows how many times he's mentioned. So here's another one he's mentioning. God dang it. Why are we... There's pat in his pocket right now of knowledge. Okay, crap.
You guys want to hear something?
What?
Oh, I'm awake. Steven's awake.
He's out. I'm jealous again of that man because he just went to North Wilkesboro. What an amazing track that is to see that thing come back to life. I mean, woofta. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Turning pavement, I think, in August? It's pavement in August, racing in October. I think it's dirt. Steven, help me out on that.
Steven, help us out on that.
Yeah, since you're watching.
What made you decide to get this Nosa magazine going?
Well, I was at the banquet a couple of years. Well, I've been at the banquet every year, and they were talking about it, and they wanted a program, and nothing ever happened. So I knew they'd come to the banquet, so I went and started doing some number crunching and talking to some people and seeing what I could get done and how I could get it put together, and looked like I could make it float financially.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went ahead and went out on a whim and said, okay, here, guys, this is what I plan to do. I'll do it. And they said, okay, go. And away we went.
The rest is history. Now, you guys also, on most Friday nights, I know you will stick like a winning coupon or something in magazines now and then for people to watch out for.
Now and then. It won't happen as much this year.
Okay.
So the one sponsor backed off a little bit.
That's a bummer.
Well, you get it. I mean, things change. Yeah, well, every business has an expense. So I understand it. But at least they're still doing something, which is still good. So
no, and it's, you know, last year with... Really, who I got to really thank is I went to some of these people. I went to and sold them an idea. I didn't even have anything tangible to show them. You know, Dahlstrom's. I went out there and said, "Here's what I want to do," and he's like, "Sign me up."
Yeah,
no problem. I mean, Dahlstrom's, Hugo's, Forks Radiator, Bonzer's Up North Pizza, Greg's Lawn Care, Interstate Towing, Dakota Sales, Auto Finance, Buffalo Wild Wings, and then you guys were all inaugural sponsors that all dove in. And pretty much all of them just listened to my plan and said, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a great magazine. Yeah, I really do.
Well, we used it last year for the shop to just advertise for help.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you got car guys looking at this stuff now, and it's, I thought it was a great way of advertising for help. So we used it and got some motion from it. I mean, it was good. So if you want to advertise on something to get a great group of diverse people, this is...
Yeah.
To be at the racetrack is a good idea.
Yeah, because that's what advertising is all about. I'm not here to get you help. I'm here to get people that could help you
right
into the door to talk to you.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
I remember doing a remote at a car dealership one year. And afterwards, he said, well, it went good, but we didn't sell any more cars. And I said, how many people came through the door? He said, well, lots of people were coming through the door. I said, well, then what are your salespeople doing?
Talking.
Because I'm not making that much money
yeah.
being here trying to get people into your dealership, let alone sell the damn cars for you.
Yeah.
You know, so it did work.
I can't hold your hand the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are hoping that most race fans are already employed, though.
Yeah.
That's true. That's yeah, true.
And they're not obese and or diabetic, like our county commission once said a year or so ago. The NOSA magazine, so the first edition for the new year, it's 2022 season 2 issue 1. All ready to go to the printers.
That's that. Well, it's probably might be done right now. Who knows?
Okay. Well, sure. Yeah. It's today's Thursday already.
Yeah.
That's why Dirty Thursday is brought to you by River City Speedway.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm having to have another Busch Light.
Yeah, I guess. Get yourself back to normal.
So when it comes to the magazine, I would imagine you do all the photography, or does Steven do some of that too?
No.
Okay. So no, most of your stuff?
It's all my photography.
Okay.
So I can get my digging because I can get a four wide.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
He keeps fighting with. I can get that picture.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And
Steven works really hard every year, and he's like, I don't even know why I do this anymore. He gets so frustrated with himself. But I mean, the man's everywhere. But yeah, he's like, he looks up and last year, I remember because it was funny. He went out, took a four wide, and he couldn't. He's like, ah, dang, it didn't look good. And Bobby, how's that one? Shut up, Bobby, and walks away. Yeah. I like it.
We go back and forth with each other pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a fun time.
Now, does Amanda Jo write a lot of the stories?
She writes her article that she writes for it. And then Steven gives us all the stuff, the history stuff and that for that. And then I do the recaps.
Mm-hmm.
And then all my pictures obviously go into it. And then I have a partner that does all the layout design.
Okay.
So he does all, which is a whole nother aspect of work. And
The reason I'm asking, Bob, is because between Steven and Amanda Jo, I mean, they're two of the busiest people I know. I don't even know how they can put their pants on in the morning because I couldn't imagine what's going through their head just for how busy these two are all the time.
Well, you got that. You got their line. Well, Steven's also with NLRA, so he takes care of them. And then he's got NOSA, and then he's dabbled with the Renegade groups, and it's like, he's everywhere, so it's nice for him to chip in with you and help this out.
Well, Steven's smart. He takes and I have all the issues now. He gave them to me already.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'm getting that done another way. Amanda, I got to prod a little bit here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. But she gets it done too.
Oh, no, I mean, she gets it done. Awesome. I mean, and I'd be like, hi, Amanda, it's Bobby.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just checking
shoot.
To see how you're doing.
Yeah.
And you know, here's the thing about Amanda Jo. There might be a time, and you never know what Chad's schedule here, if he's going to make it or not.
Yeah.
There's times that I have texted her literally a half hour before the show and said, is there any way you could come in here and co-host? And boom. I mean, she's here.
Yeah.
Not very often she say, I cannot. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take a break from the magazine for a minute because I got another guest here, too.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah,
the legend.
Legendary.
Hall of Famer.
Yes.
So I have a question for you. When you look at all the cars you've had over the years, the 50th anniversary one was a remarkable car, pretty cool. What was your favorite? If you had to pick one.
I'd go back to the mid-80s with the wedge cars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hands down.
Easier to maintain, easier to work with.
No, they were just an awesome looking car.
Yeah.
I mean, it just the style. I mean, it was just something completely different, and you know, it had a lot of success with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, this year I'm kind of back to my traditional black cars again because I ran black cars from 1981 through, oh God, I don't even remember how many years.
Right.
And so we're kind of back to that.
And now we did see the concept picture of the cars. I don't know if you want to explain it to people or you just want to surprise them.
I think they need to just pay to go see it.
Yeah, well.
It'll be there on Fridays.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If I'm going to say so, it's an amazing looking vehicle.
Oh, I agree.
It's beautiful. It's definitely changed a little bit, but I think the changes are, you're going to notice them if you've known Tom Cochran's fleet of race cars.
Corcoran, sorry. Tom Cochran's a singer for Red Rider.
Corcoran. But you're gonna see that difference looks of them. Wow. Is that your favorite? That's the one that's favorite?
No. That is my first actual late model.
Jeez, I don't know if I could.
I can hold it up there.
So.
Oh, my gosh. And you go to yours. Put it on right here. One? Yep.
And that is taken.
Okay, back it up a little. Now up. There you go. Look at that.
That is taken at the gas station that is still in front of the racetrack. That's no longer a gas station.
Oh, is that where Gateway is?
Where the sidecar is.
Okay.
That's where that Atlas Auto thing is?
Yep.
Wow.
I don't know if it's Atlas, but it was a car dealership.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is neat.
That was 1973.
I promise when he shows up with that beautiful car, I'll have a really good picture for it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm going to need some.
I did notice.
We need another one for the wall.
Yeah, well, I've got the other one from last year, but I was so impressed with the 50th year anniversary one that's the one that's still up there. I don't know if he's up there twice, but I'm going to have to. We're running out of room, so we're going to do some refinagling here, and then we're going to crunch them all together a little quicker, and we're probably going to have to move some stuff because with the race season starting, we're going to end up with some more pictures up there. I did notice Test and Tune. One thing I like about Test and Tune, and I wasn't there very long on Sunday, but you get to get a sneak peek at some of the new cars. Brandon Fuller.
Yeah.
I think it's just one sponsor on it, and it's Whiskey. I think that was his car. Was it? I can't believe it. It was a good Whiskey. I can't remember if it was Pendleton or something like that, yeah. But somebody had that car out there. I thought it was his, but it for cool. I just like the beginning of the year.
No, it's neat. When you have you reached out or know the new guys coming into the late model class this year?
You know, I've seen and heard of some names coming in, and some I know, others I don't. As I said, the guys that I sold my car to from last season over in Bagley, the Higginbotham brothers, they have raced Super Stocks and B mods in the past. I know they're not really planning on being full time at River Cities, but they'll be here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're just kind of getting their feet wet in this deal for the first time with a late model this year. So,
and that's going to be pretty exciting for you, knowing that this group is still growing. I mean, there's still excitement there.
Yeah, Brad and I have talked about this several times, and I think when we look at this, I don't know that the weekly car count will be vastly bigger even with these new guys.
Right.
But you're going to see different guys at different times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and speaking of Brad, I mean, his kid is running a car this year. Watch for the number 21.
Yep. Yeah.
Saw him out there on Test and Tune.
No, I think it's cool to have new drivers, new car schemes. It's pretty neat. It confuses me for the first couple of weeks because you got to figure out who is who again.
Exactly.
But that's all in the good fun of watching the sport grow, seeing those kids that are just starting a street stock or, you know, they're just getting into the dabbling with it. And that's cool. And for also the racetracks that are kind of like inviting you guys because like they know now, Lisbon.
Yeah.
They tested it out last year, and now I think they're going to have late models on a weekly basis, but not the NLRA, but weekly. Wait, do they have an IMCA one too?
No, I don't believe it's going to be a weekly, but they're in throughout the season. I think eight events or something like that.
Which
I think
ADA is
doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I guess looking at it, given the economy and everything else, it might be a tough year to do that.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully they can stick it out and stay with it. And when things improve, you know, the car counts will improve. And, you know, maybe they can make it that way.
In about 3 years.
Well,
yeah. Whatever happened to 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, some exciting news. I just want to get away from this for a second. I got a text from Scotty. Runs the concession stands.
Yeah.
Be looking for the new Half Brothers, the Bullring Golden Ale.
Oh, it's
new beer. I saw the label on it.
I did too.
It's going to be pretty cool.
We get sneak peeks.
Yep.
It's did you get a pick? It's the perks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I think they should get a Bullring Boys beer.
With our fat faces on it, there would be no can.
Well, they would wrap around the whole can.
Well, we have to overlap your head on top of mine.
Okay, we'll put the can sideways and put it the long way, and then wrap it all the way around.
So then, really make my chubby face elongate. Yeah, just make it that much. We'll
put a warning on it. Warning: if you drink this beer, you might end up looking like this. And then they see the picture of us. Oh boy!
What's that sign in the mirrors you see? Images are closer than they appear.
Objects in the rearview mirror are closer than you actually think.
So it's like I couldn't avoid it.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
I've got some software in photography that'll slim you down and make you younger. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could take a picture and do that for you.
Then it will be definitely not normal.
New profile picture.
Yeah, if you see this profile picture of me with hair.
Just like Fabio hair. Yeah,
it's like Brian Urlacher. He retires from the Chicago Bears. He's bald. The next year, he's got hair.
Yeah.
Weird. That's just weird.
You know, Tommy, we've known for a long time. You're a solo show. I mean, you basically do everything on your own. But sponsors are very important, and you can always tell how a sponsor and a race car driver get along because their sponsorship, it's almost like a friendship. A lot of the times it'll last forever. And I know you've had some people that have been very loyal to you as far as sponsorship goes.
Oh, absolutely. I've had Shane Romling over at Fork's Finest on the car for over 20 years. Greg's Lawn Care, those guys have been on for over, I'm guessing, 7 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
My longest sponsor, of course, D&B Motors. Danny and I were good friends through the 70s, and even after Danny passed, his daughter and son-in-law have continued with me, which, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's and it's all relationship stuff too.
Sure.
So I mean, it's not just they can put their name on anybody's car.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think any sponsor can do that. So I mean, it's what you do over the years and how you build that relationship. And you know, fortunately, these people have stuck it out with me. Same with Bruce Hart and S&S Transport, for that matter.
You know, how important is it to you? You know, there's more to sponsorship. I mean, obviously, the fans see it when you're on the racetrack. But how important is it to you? Because any athlete, especially when you get into the professional ranks, it's how also you conduct yourself off the track, in the pits, in downtown, doing whatever. But how important is it to you to try to make sure you don't do anything that would maybe rub your sponsors the wrong way? I know you're not that guy, but every year somebody gets into it in the pits, somebody says something dumb, somebody gets kicked out and asked to never come back. How important is it to you to mind your P's and Q's when you're not out racing?
As he's smirking over
Well,
there.
I'm definitely better at it these days than I was for a period of time.
Mm-hmm. Bobby and I are waiting for this answer. So.
We've known each other for 25 years, probably.
Oh, yeah, at least.
We played beer hockey together. So. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So I can say what you're talking about. He's always, to me, always been kind, nice,
mm-hmm.
Tom. He's just always congenial and a gentleman.
Well,
wow!
I'll take it.
Holy wow!
But yeah, you know, it's a double-edged sword, I guess. I never went into racing to be a role model. I think a lot of times, especially these days, people get all bent out of shape about that, and I think they forget about the emotion, mm-hmm. money, competition. I mean, things get out of hand occasionally.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
That's the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if they saw the other side of that, the fact that that guy that you yelled at this week or got into it with this week, 2 weeks from now, you're drinking beer together afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You know, it's that's the side of it that people in the stands don't necessarily see.
Right.
So I guess, you know, I'd hate to do something silly in front of a group of kids. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it emotions. It
yeah. Yeah. Now, you mentioned you never planned on being a role model. And you also mentioned kids. Kids look up to you guys. You have known that, obviously. Yep. But maybe not so much the role model. But now, I mean, 53 years into doing this stuff, Do people come to you for advice, especially when we talk about these new guys? Maybe not a role model, but you ever think of Tom Corcoran possibly mentor? You know, people are picking your brain. Yep. And I don't think you're a guy that's afraid to tell them, you know, what you would do or whatever. In my opinion, what I would do is I would help them all I could until they beat me. And then I'm not going to talk to them anymore.
I'd rather guys get better.
Sure.
You know, I don't. I was a guy that struggled at times, and I don't want to see other guys struggle to the point where they want to walk away.
Right.
So I guess, yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to helping any of these guys.
No, I think the big thing is, you know, you talk about how he portrays himself outside of the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
All about in, too. I mean, he's not a dirty racer by no means.
No.
He sticks to his lane.
Yep.
If his car doesn't work well, he's not going to do it, push anything.
Yeah, or he'll pull off.
Yeah, because that's the way you see. Fans don't see that, and I wish, you know, it's like you said, I wish they would see the dollar signs behind the scenes that's spent into these cars. You know, we're not going to tell everybody what he sold his other car for, and then he had to buy this one. Yeah, that money factors into that.
Oh, sure.
So when your car is not running right, pushing in the corner, you know, not exiting well, he sticks to his lane.
Mm-hmm.
There's no outside work. He knows where he's running, and that's where he's at. He's always told us, if I'm running up front, I'm going to run up front.
Yep.
But if I'm going to run 10th, I run 10th. Yep. And there's it's just, so what he's trying, oh, I think what he's saying is that he wants to make sure, and he's going to tell everybody how you know, his opinion, and I agree with that, because you don't want to see those accidents on the track either.
Well, you know what? It's a tough realization. Today's racing is a lot tougher than it's ever been. There's nights that you're going to drive harder for 10th than you will nights that you won in the past.
Sure,
right.
So I guess at the end of the day when I'm done with this, to this point I can honestly say close to 250 feature wins. I've never driven over anyone to win.
Right.
And I'm not going to start that now.
Right. Not a lot of people can say that.
No.
With that many feature wins.
No.
And I'll tell you, and that's coming off a season last year that I thought was brutal on equipment out here.
Right.
And that has to change.
A dry track?
No. Actually, from midseason on, the track was too fast for most of these guys.
Yeah.
You know, and there's guys that their cars go faster than they can.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So. And you know, that a lot of people think about that. How can a race car driver say this car's too fast? What do they have brakes for? But it's all about the bottom line. It's all about putting on a show.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And that track cars being too fast, that can really ruin a show. One of our good friends from up in Canada, Daryl. Good morning, Bullring boys and guests. Tom running with the late models in Grand Forks in July.
The Outlaws. That'd be Outlaws.
Yeah. Late model Outlaws.
You know, I'm not sure right now because I end up having to add 75 pounds to my underpowered motored car to race with those guys. And it's okay if there's not a full field and you can make the feature.
Sure.
But other than that, maybe not this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
He also says, first trip next Friday. Cheers. Travis Strandell, glad to hear the T1 will be back for another year. Grew up down the street from him and would go bug him as a kid from time to time. First memories of race cars were Tom's car. Steven Louise, Jesus, Bobby's going to need a nap after all these compliments.
It's Louis. not Louise.
Louise? Well, my dog's name is Louis. Okay, okay. I'm going to just start calling. No, I better not call him what I call my dog.
Well, he does.
Did I say Louise?
He does like those French-Canadian hockey teams.
Yes. Oh, tell me about it. And, you know, I was dogging him last year where I had to say, hey, when's the last time a Canadian team won the cup? And he finally had to bow down and say, yeah, you're right. Okay. But
I think he was just tired when he was talking to him.
Yeah, he's got a little something to actually talk about and brag about this year. Josh Barker, Duso Photography, got some great shots of the car Sunday. Thank you for all you guys do. Mike Brazier's watching. Greg joked with Tommy last winter I needed to pay his cell phone bill 1 month because I called him frequently. Big help getting me started. You know, do you get sick of answering the phone? I mean, were you that guy at one time? They didn't have cell phones and texting but
I'd hate to think what I spent on the phone.
Sure.
Going through this. And I probably don't spend enough time on the phone myself these days.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably be a little more tenacious on it.
Yeah.
Well, 53 years into this, Are you a guy that thinks you know it all, or are you still learning every day?
Not a chance.
Mm-hmm.
If you start thinking that you've got it figured out, you watch everybody go by.
Sure.
So
yeah, a little bit too overconfident, then everything starts to catch up a little differently.
Yeah, and like I say, I mean, the technology in this changes weekly.
Yeah.
It used to change yearly. Well, now it changes weekly.
Yeah, so that's crazy.
It's insane.
So. Well, you speak technology. Just look at Bobby. How much have freaking cameras changed over the years?
Oh, that's unbelievable.
I think you paid more for your camera than I did my truck.
100% paid more for his camera than I've done for a lot of years.
Oh, it's yeah. Well, and now the big push is going to be the mirrorless, and I haven't gone there yet, but the only thing that's bad about that is now it takes a whole different lens.
Right.
So I got a lot of money invested in glass that I don't want to just start all over again, but I'm probably going to come to that point. Probably be a few years out, but going to get there eventually.
Oh, my mic's going to shut off. Go ahead.
I can do Bob's job from my phone.
Oh! Turn him off!
Hey, this comes from the guy who is begging me to go get a picture for him. Well, yeah. Go take that picture with your phone, buddy.
Put him in his place.
Yeah. So I was going to comment, too. You guys keep talking about the money that goes on, the money, but how much time have you put into this, Tom?
Oh.
I mean, if you added it up, we'd be talking years and years.
It's a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, there's no two ways about it. It's just, for example, from the day I brought this or got this car, I shouldn't say I brought it back because Brad at S&S brought it back on one of his trucks, but from the day it went into my shop, my days on the average are 14 to 16 hours in that shop, and it's been nonstop since that day when it came in.
Well, and that's what you said about the emotion. I mean, that's people understand. You got the dollars, but you got that.
Oh yeah, the time factors.
Yeah, invested into it. Mm-hmm. I mean, blood, sweat, and tears. That's a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, here again, I'm fortunate. Being retired, the only time I do a little part time work is throughout the winter. And I'll tell you, had I not retired, I don't know how I'd had time to do all this stuff the last several years.
Well, especially by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't have slept.
Sleep wouldn't be.
Well, I don't sleep much anyway, so.
Yeah. Kaylee says, great example of that is Brian Brown's recent Facebook post about Jacob Allen. They had a two-hour discussion in Brown's trailer. Jacob was feeling defeated and wanted to quit racing. He's been doing well with the Outlaws this year so far. Awesome to see the turnaround after pushing through those tough times. You ever get through a time like that, not counting these last couple of years, where you just, it was such a bad year, you went, you know what, I don't think I want to do this anymore?
Oh, yeah, I've definitely gone through the ups and downs like that. I go back to the early to mid-2000s, 2000, I don't know what would, 2004. Through probably 2010, and had it not been for guys like Brad Sang and John Bittner and the late John Seitz back in the day, I probably would have walked away. A lot of those guys kept me going.
Now, 53 years, I don't know how old you even are.
Well,
you don't have to tell me.
68 this summer.
68. Now,
he's still crawling in that damn window.
I know. Mm-hmm. I can't even hardly fit my head in there.
I guarantee my belly ain't going past that window.
What I want to ask you, though, I know you're not a smoker or anything. It was funny because I remember when Steve
Kinzer. Wait, he doesn't look 68 years old.
No. And if you were a smoker, you'd look like you were 78.
It's just good genetics. It's nothing I've done, believe me.
There you go. But I can remember, a few years back, Donnie Schatz and Steve Kinzer went at it out here, and it was one of the best races I've ever seen. And I've been down on the track before after a race when Steve Kinzer wins. He gets out of the car, and the first thing he does is a pit guy comes up and gives him a cigarette, and he lights up a cigarette. His hands were on his knees, and he was gassed. I mean, he was gassed. Pit guy, or one of his pit guys, came up to him to give him a cigarette, and all he could do was go, "Nope, I need to breathe." Do you have problems staying in shape? Is there anything you do? Do you watch your diet? Do you do any cardio? Besides the 12 ounce?
What do you mean? Drivers are athletes?
No. Well, yeah, they are.
I do a little all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't go out and jog, for Christ's sakes.
Somebody might see you.
But I do walk the trails, and I bike a little bit, mm-hmm. and I've got an elliptical in the house that I use, and You know, as far as watching my diet, well, my diet's about like everybody else's. It's not great, but it's, you know, I'm careful. I'm more careful now.
Sure.
So
yeah, that reminds me of a story.
That's crazy.
A few years back, we were driving down Cherry Street, my wife and I, and I saw this old lady jogging down the sidewalk. And yeah. I said, wow, I said, that's incredible. Look at that older lady jogging. We got up closer and closer. It was Terry Doolum. So my apologies, Terry. I called you an old lady. Here's a text that
this is a very good one. You're gonna read Carrie Ann.
Yeah, this is from Carrie Ann Troft Grubin. Tom got the 14 started in late model. I don't know whether to be mad at him or thank him. I think I'll thank him. One of the nicest guys in racing. Now, I mean, Brody's having a good time. He's doing well.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and when you kind of, again, I'll throw that mentor role in there, helping these kids out, it's got to make you feel pretty decent. I mean, you know what? This kid could be doing this for another 25 years.
Absolutely.
And you could say, you know, and I know you're not the kind of guy that says, well, I helped him get his start. But you can think about that and go, yeah. Yeah, that's what we do.
You know, I guess over the years I've sold a lot of cars to guys that were just getting started.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do enjoy that part of it.
Yeah.
So,
well, you just did it again this last year.
Yep.
You sold your other car to get these guys going on this late model thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just cool to see. Do you know by chance how many cars you still have out there running? Because, you see, last year's will obviously be running this year.
Oh.
What was it, 3 years ago you had another new one?
Well, I'd say anything that I've had in the last 10, 15 years is gone.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know that there's anything older than that that's still around.
So we'll have the one going for sure.
Yep.
That's still pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we've won in, I want to say, six decades?
Yes.
Six different decades. He's won
six
races.
Decades.
Yeah. 6 decades.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Man, that's not, you know why we call you the legend or the legendary.
One of the funnest race interviews there was 6 decades of winning.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I can never say I've interviewed anybody else in Victory Lane that's won in 6 different decades.
That was a milestone.
Yeah.
You know, it really was. Didn't ever plan on it. Didn't know that I'd get there.
Right.
But it's damn nice that I did.
Oh, yeah. So.
How fun was that night?
Oh, it was outstanding.
Oh, gosh. I just had the chills. I mean, there's a couple of wins in my career at River City Speedway. That one, when Bobby Martin won a couple of years ago, was another one where I wanted to be down there so bad in your shoes, you know. But that's something that you probably think about, I would imagine, once a day.
Well, I think about it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing was that that win that got me that win in 6 decades was convincing. I mean, I literally ran away from the field that night.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that doesn't happen very often. So.
And you know, up until that point, you'd been running pretty good for a year or so.
Oh, yeah.
You were always up there right in the mix. And that just shows you, as long as you're up there in the mix, you never know what's going to happen.
No,
And it was just the stars aligned for Tom Corcoran that night, and really the field had nothing for you either.
Yeah, no, yeah. And it's ironic, and I didn't realize that at the time, but Joey Peterson, who's become a pretty good friend, finished behind me that night, and he finished behind me in the feature when I had prior to that.
Oh, really?
So.
And he was probably one of the first ones to come up and give you a big hug.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Got another text from Greg. Greg Zimmelman. Tom, it's been great watching you competitive again. The last couple of years, I started going to the races in 1975 when I got here with the Air Force. For all your fans, another win this year, please. Kevin Papenfuss, when I raced hobbies, I started the feature one night, and there were 4 of my old cards in the race. That's pretty cool when these guys can keep going on the stuff. I did want to ask you this, Bob. Is there any way to get the NOSA magazine unless you're at the racetrack? Can you send them? Or I know that's a pain in the ass, but...
Well, so we're,
you got to owe up. you just said that.
We're working on NOSAmagazine.com. Website.
Oh, so wow.
It's lots. Building websites aren't easy. My partner's. That's his gig. We're working on that. And the other thing we're working on is racefans.in. And we're trying to make that a platform where people, fans and drivers, can go to. And within that platform, it'll act like Facebook, Twitter, all within their store. Like someone could go in there and say, hey, Tom, was a great win last night, and then he could maybe respond back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Just give a nice format to work with and have it in one spot. And then the good thing is if, you say, hey, Tom, you're going to Duluth, and the next day you don't get 15 advertisements from Duluth wanting to know if you can come visit them.
Right,
It'll be a lock. It'll be a closed network to where you're not going to get that kind of bombarded crap that you get all the other time.
Sure,
Facebook, you type in Boston, and what happens the next time you open your Facebook?
Google search, like, I bought a new set of clubs this year. Hair products. We'll just say hair products. For where? I'm not telling you. Okay. No.
Manscaping will be next.
I Googled Callaway, and then I went back on Facebook, and all of a sudden now I'm getting Callaway ads on my freaking Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They can actually hear you talking.
Yeah.
And you could be talking about something, and all of a sudden these ads will start popping up on your phone. Mm-hmm. It's funny, that joke we had one day about how I was worried about my cell phone listening to me, and my wife thought it was crazy, and she laughed at me, and Siri laughed, and Alexa laughed, and everybody else laughed. Yep. You know what I mean? It's like, who the hell is watching me right now?
So we're trying to get that, and once we get that, we're real close. I mean, once we get it totally tuned up, we're gonna come back and announce it, and everybody out there work with it, and look at that. Real quick, I was at the test and tune, so anyone, I put those pictures up, and you can download those for free for social media. I just asked to keep my watermark in it.
Mm-hmm. And then also for the Home Economy Show, you had those posted for free.
Yep.
It was really cool to see, because that had been 2 years in a row now I've been, and Parker sat in Joey Peterson's car both times. We got a picture. I was trying to get it with my phone, and I was told to move out of the way because a professional is going to take the picture. So I don't know if you heard me. He probably didn't.
Oh, that was
me.
Bob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike, make sure it wasn't Steven.
No. No, I was sitting there trying to get a picture of Parker, and I got tapped on the shoulder because I didn't know where he was, and I didn't want to bug him.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, let a professional take that. And then I got to see it on the page. It's crazy how much you get to see how things change, even my kiddo.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's pretty cool how you can check things out on his stuff. And he does more than racing, too, guys. Graduation photos, family photos. I mean, he does more than just racing. And if you like his pictures, when you look at the race cars, I have one on my wall in my office. You're going to like whatever else he does too.
One huge positive we've seen over the past several years is whether it be the advent of the podcasts or, Bob's Magazine. You look at all the different blogs that are out there. Tom Berg's blog, Mason Eisenzimmer's stuff. I mean, these guys are phenomenal. They do a great job at this stuff. I wish we'd had them years back when racing was even more popular.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's just another avenue. And it, unfortunately, now, the racing fan base has shrunk a little.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, I agree with you 100%. And It's nice. We do it as a platform to try to get this back into it. Mason does an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
He travels all over every racetrack I almost think in North Dakota he's been at.
Oh, yeah.
And so to a guy like that, just putting his time in to make sure racing gets known again.
Yep.
And that's what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we have a lot of local guys around here that are just legends. I'm going to tell you that. So we get to watch them weekly. And now we're putting the show on. This has been year two now. We're one of the most popular shows on here, and we're just getting it out to where people can see these guys.
Because
all you see is the car.
Yep.
And now you get to know the guy, and it's pretty freaking cool.
One thing that's been a major change, and I guess without going too deeply into it, I kind of have a root cause pinpointed a little bit, and some of it's economy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in the old days, you used to field an entire field of street stocks from within your own city. That doesn't happen anymore.
Right.
And if you don't have cars in your immediate area, you're going to suffer for car counts. I mean, it's just the way things are now.
Yeah.
I mean,
and especially with the cost of fuel now.
Yeah. I mean, when I started, the average car count at River Cities in a street stock was probably 25 to 30 cars.
Wow.
And, yeah. unfortunately, we've got a sanctioning body that's convinced guys that they can travel all over for a quote-unquote national title, and it's driven the cost of those entry-level classes through the roof.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, affordable classes, entry-level classes, however you want to call them. Mm-hmm. But look at a brand-new street stock right now. Yep. You know, it's supposed to be your entry class. If you're going to buy a brand-new one, you're still probably looking at 20 grand.
Oh, you're higher than that.
You know, higher than that. I mean,
you're more than what they're selling used pickups for.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You know, so just think of that. When you go try to, when somebody's out there running the street stock around River City Speedway, and you got your truck you just bought at Rydell or wherever for $36,000, and that truck is pretty cool, but there's nothing to that car, really, for technology-wise compared to your new truck, but that car costs just as much, if not more.
Yeah, and you take you know, that guy that travels in with, whether it be a street stock, hobby stock, Renegade Sprint, he's paying the same money for gasoline that the rest of us are.
Yeah,
So you really have to look at that and see if you can justify what you're doing.
So it raises the question. Is there any class out there affordable?
Guess it depends on if you're rich or not.
I think there's classes that are survivable. I'm not going to say affordable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing's affordable.
Right.
Great answer.
You know.
See, great answer.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's one of the reasons that we formed the NLRA,
mm-hmm.
was so that you could get guys to go up and down the road, and even that guy who qualifies for that feature and might leave there at 24th place at least covers his fuel costs back and forth.
Sure,
yeah.
They got to make it that way.
Yeah, you have to.
If we do go tomorrow, if things are on at River City Speedway, is the T1 going to be ready? Hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say right now. I've got a few things to do.
If you weren't sitting in this damn studio, you could be getting some of this stuff done?
No, believe me, I've got more hours. But, you know, I probably shouldn't even say this, but to be honest with you, when you're dealing with weather like we've been dealing with, and it rains today, you know, we'll say, let's just say we get a half inch of rain or whatever, and tomorrow morning you get up, it's overcast, and it's 45 degrees, and you know that by the time you leave the racetrack, it's going to be 30 degrees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I question running a show during that. I've always been a guy that believes that first night out for your season had better be a nice night and be a big night for you.
Sure.
But that sets the tone for the year.
It does. It absolutely.
Yeah, nobody wants to go trash their new stuff the first night either.
Well, and I'm not even getting to that point. To me, it's just as a fan to go out there, you want a pleasant night out that first night.
Yeah.
It leaves a good impression with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, I realize that weather's a factor regardless.
Sure.
Throughout the year.
Yeah. And it's something you can't predict sometimes of what it's going to be like.
No.
But no, I agree with you. You're going to have the diehard guys.
Mm-hmm.
100% you're going to have diehard fans there, but you want to attract that new. That's what our jobs are, to make it more the circus atmosphere, to make sure that they have fun there.
Well, that's the key, because our diehard people are my age, and they're going away.
Yeah. Right.
So our worry is to bring these new people in.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, we've got so many younger people that, you know, have the attention span of a gnat, and it's tough to get them to come to the racetrack.
Yeah.
And the demand for their dollars is huge.
Yes.
So.
Is he talking about me again?
Probably.
Oh.
Yeah. Old dogs. It's that old dog thing. No, guys.
I heard gnat, and then they just said, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. That was, his gnats.
I do want to throw this in there before we get out of the show today. We've got the Forks Karting Association raffle tickets for sale here. Kenny's not going to be happy with me. I haven't sold any yet, but they're $10 a piece. We're going to do the drawing here live July 7th on Dirty Thursday, brought to you by the River City Speedway.
Let's take this and
shut up, and you know what you can do with that thing. Anyway, 10 $100 winners, 7 $250 winners, 5 $500 winners, and 1 $1,000 winners. The tickets are only $10. If you know anybody that wants these, Forks Karting Association, they do a great job. They're constantly upgrading their track and their facilities, and this is how they do it, all right?
So, and Duso's there, too.
Yeah, Duso's there, too. So if you know anybody that's looking for any of these raffle tickets, I don't want to be stuck buying all of them. So get a hold of us here at the studio. Gentlemen, Tom, I know you will be on this show again because the people will not let me not let you get on this show again.
I'm just excited that I was here when he was here.
Yeah.
Because now I got to talk to him. Honestly, you two, thank you very much for welcoming me into the family. You guys both talk to me all the time. Respect it. I respect you guys a whole hell of a lot. Thank you so much for what you do for racing. I appreciate it.
And Bobby Dusso, if somebody needs senior pictures or anything, how do they do that? DussoPhoto.com?
Yep, 218-230-4325. If you want to advertise in the NOSA magazine, they still got spots open.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. One of the best shows we've done in a while.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate what you guys do as well.
Love having you guys on the show. And Chad, thank you very much for coming in today.
Love you, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, there you go. Bob Dusso, Tom Corcoran, all on a Dirty Thursday, brought to you by River City Speedway and brought to you by Rumor Sports Bar and Casino, home of the world-famous Beer Tower. By the way, Rumor's looking to hire some part-time servers and cooks. You can stop in to find out more. Love that place. They have got all kinds of lunch and dinner specials. Maybe you're going to watch the Twins play tomorrow night or watch the NHL playoffs. Wall-to-wall TVs all the way around Rumor Sports Bar and Casino. They got the game room, the NHL package. You can go race, bet on the horses. You can do your charitable gaming. You can do whatever you want. Bingo is going on right now, by the way. BT, Scotty, Jake, the whole crew over at Rumor Sports Bar and Casino, they always help bring you this Dirty Thursday, and we sure appreciate those guys. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow morning at 9. Make sure to catch the best Forking Arena Sports Show tonight at 6:30. Monty, Bill, and the whole rest of the crew are going to be here. Fingers crossed we would be racing tomorrow or anytime this weekend in the area. Hey, everybody, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone and become a patron on Podbean to qualify for all sorts of giveaways. Grand Forks is a great place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.